Hey, good morning, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion. Thankful that you've chosen to check things out today, spend some time with Jesus. We were in Philippians 1, 7 through 18, this past Sunday as we continue on in this Joyride series. And there are so many things in these verses that we could talk through. I want to bring to you just a couple of thoughts that I felt like were significant and helpful just as I process my own relationship with Jesus. So Paul starts out in verse 7. He says, it is right for me to feel this way about you all. And he's connecting that back to verse 3. Because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. Now verse 8, for God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Now again, we could work our way through 12 through 18, but I think there's plenty here to discuss. First, he says, how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus, which made me think about, well, what do I yearn for? Like, what am I deeply longing for? I think we deeply long for a lot of things. And sometimes, yes, that's absolutely Jesus. Praise God. I think if we're honest, though, a lot of times we yearn for comfort. We yearn for security. We yearn for the thought of being stable. And those aren't bad things. They're not. I guess what I would like to really ask myself each day and ask us then therefore as well is, what is my deepest longing? Is my deepest longing for my kids to be successful? Is my deepest longing to have my house look this way or that? You know, what is my deepest longing? And then he says this, just his focus, verse 9, and it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment. He goes through approving what is excellent, pure, blameless for the day of Christ Jesus. And so Paul's then focus, not only is he longing for his brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, that they may be holy and blameless, but what's at really the focal point then is this day of Christ Jesus, the day that Christ returns, and his longing is that they would be pure, they would be blameless. Once again, what is our focus? Is it like, hey, I just got to get to retirement and make it and be able to survive off of what I've saved? Or is our focus, wait, Jesus is going to return someday. I'm going to face him and I'm going to give an account for the life that he's given me and the resources he's given me to be a steward over, like all of these things. Like, what is my focus? What is my priority? What is it that when I wake up and when I go to sleep, what's the primary thing on my mind and on my heart? And again, that's not to say that we should neglect our children, our jobs, our spouses. We should faithfully love, commit to, and pursue. And yet, with sort of this overarching umbrella of, man, how are we with Jesus? How are we with Jesus? And so with that in mind, I do want to spend a little bit of time of prayer and ask the Lord, hey, what's my focus? What's the central sort of aim of my life? And does it match with the language that we see the Apostle Paul using? Are we longing for Christ-centered community and belonging with one another? And the longing within that being that those we're doing life with are ourselves, that we would be holy and blameless, pursuing righteousness as we prepare for the day of Christ Jesus. So to that, I'm going to kick us off in prayer. I do want to say thanks so much for joining us here on the Drivecast today, and I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Father, I thank you for your word, that it moves us and it shapes us and it works in us in only the ways that it can. Would you work in us a longing for one another, that we would be filled with righteousness and the fruits of your Spirit, and really that we would approve, as Paul would say, with what is excellent and be pure and blameless on the day and for the day of Christ Jesus. Lord, we cannot do that on our own. We ask that you would convict us by the power of your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we invite you to do what you do, to convict us of sin and righteousness, and then to give us the power, the strength, the ability to change, to have our desires conformed to yours. We can't do this on our own, but the very same Spirit that rose Christ Jesus from the dead is alive in us, and therefore we are no longer debtors to the flesh. And so we praise you, God, and thank you for that. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.